I was just speaking about what he was reading here, about love. Love is a question of concern, the heart, not the head. Intellectuals are not necessarily endowed with love. They were just discriminating from one thing to the other. So God is love, and love is God, and our soul is of the same essence as that of God. And the way back to God is also through love. We say prayers. Prayers in full love, devotion, performed with that, these things, they will bear fruit. Naturally, there will be single-minded attention. The one who has love in his heart is always thinking of whom he loves. Naturally, whoever you just remember in your heart, there will be reaction in that heart too. Like wildest telling of you, when you one chick put one chick here to the other, so he sounds there. So one thing how to develop love is to constant love of God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy things. And the other thing is, have the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who is that? They are called saints. We are also overflowing with love. For whom? With the self, with the children, with the environment, with those who are we attached. So our love is distributed in so many places. And saints' love is only for one. So by radiation also, by coming close to him, you get some infection of love, you might say, some rays. And also if you give to something, higher contact within you, what to speak of that? So how to develop love? There are two ways. One, constant remembrance with all thy heart, with all thy soul. And the other, by coming in contact with those who are really overflowing with the love of God. So when there is love, you see, the outward expression naturally follow feet, tongue imbued with humility. Mithatanimi nankat gun chakinya tat. That is what Guru Nanak said. So that's the panacea for all ills, whether worldly or spiritual. This love is not sold at any shop, you see, not grown in any field. It comes, it is within you already, but that is distributed unless that is riveted to one ideal. There can be no peace or bliss. One who loves somebody is sitting in thousands of people. Is directing attention to him. While sitting in thousands, he's quiet. What you say? He's out of humor, not there. So we have to do it now in two ways, by constant remembrance and in coming in contact with those who are overflowing with love. These are two things. For want of that, there's trouble everywhere, at home, in all regions. Social circles, or the country. So that's why it said God is love and love is God. All these practices we do, you see, rituals and other things we perform, we say prayers, we perform some outward rites. If they are performed with love, they give some fruit. Otherwise, it is a mechanical uttering you go on doing, that will give you little or nothing. So love is the biggest. man can only be called man if he is overflowing with love for God and for the sake of God with all other creatures, because he resides in every heart, he is the controlling power all through the universe. So this we have to dwell, and that's the only two ways how to dwell in love. तो प्रेम सबसे बड़ी बरकत है भाई, इसको बढ़ाओ। किसके साथ? प्रेम का खासा कहीं ना कहीं लगा रहेगा। भैया हमने लगा लिया दुनिया से, उसका नाम मोह पड़ गया। बार बार दुनिया में आ रहे हैं। इस आत्मा का प्यार लगना था परमात्मा से, लग गया दुनिया से, इसे दुखी हो रहे हैं। अगर उसके साथ लग जाए, मरकर कहाँ जाएंगे? उसकी गोद में जाएंगे। So we have got this love innate in our souls. Love of our soul, it's a conscious entity, must be with all consciousness in God. Our love is now given to all our outer environments. Result is we come again and again in contact with those whom we are attached by heart. If we just dwell in love with God, naturally we'll go where? To His feet. So love is everything. If we direct, we have to change the direction of our love. From outside to God, which is within you already. The contact which is given by Master, once you have got some contact, put in daily time in coming contact with that, that you will own that, because that is all love, and you come in contact with that, your soul will overflow with love. In the ocean of love, of soul is the top of the ocean of all consciousness. When drop comes in contact with all love, naturally that overflows. So that's the most natural way. It can be dwelt when some, as I told you, one perfume seller, you go to him, you have perfume, you have not to pay anything for that, but if he gives you one file of scent, that's something else. So if those who are flowing with love, they give you contact within you, with the all-pervading God, which is, then naturally your soul will further overflow with love. And that is, for that there are only two things. One, constant remembrance, sweet remembrance imbued with humility, and the society of those who are overflowing with the love of God for all creation. This can be had even by living closer to Him, or by radiation while at thousands of miles away. Kabir says, the Master is that you on the other side of the world, and the disciple is this side of the world, that the disciple directs his attention towards that. If radio and television can give you a vision of the man speaking and also what he speaks, well, why can't the Shabda manifest? Any work can work. So that's the highest religion is love. To dwell that, we are doing all these things. So this is what is wanted. तो नजदीक रहकर भी प्यार डेवलप हो सकता है, दूर रहकर भी हो सकता है। किन का जो रिसेप्टिव बने, जो जो रिसेप्टिव, दे कैन डिराइव फुल बेनिफिट वाइल लिविंग क्वाइट क्लोज एंड इवन वाइल लिविंग थाउजेंड्स ऑफ माइल्स अवे बाय directing their attention to you, like radio and television. So Swami Sir said, dil ke raah ke band na kar paana, direct your attention to them. Just like it is a worldly example, one will be tossed with somebody, then she is always thinking of the one with whom she has been withdrawn, then naturally that don't love. So work like that, that you are withdrawn with God. You see? It's within you. Your soul is withdrawn with the God within you. Always think of that, while remaining here, anywhere, and everywhere. That will be, I mean, dwell your direction. You see? When you think you are somebody, always, you know, sweet love is residing in your heart. You see? Then that your reaction will be there. So be in the world, get out of it, and for that you can dwell that. Only even you just follow this principle. तो प्यार बड़ी चीज है भाई, प्यार को बढ़ाओ. नजदीक रहकर भी दूर रहकर भी सिर्फ अटेंशन हुए. पास रहने वाले अटेंशन नहीं करेंगे तो उनसे पूरा फायदा नहीं उठा. दूर रहने उठा जाते. हमारे दूर फरमाया करते थे कि चमचिचड़ होता है ना, वो थनों पर रहकर खून पीता रहता है और दूर से गाय का बछड़ा आता है, दूध पीकर चला जाता है. Love, which is already innate in your soul. Love is no attachment, mind said. It is charity. Just dwell that. Isko badhao. Chamba, work.